Hi, this is Andrew from Growth Hacker TV, and today's quick growth bite comes from blog.getvero.com. The Ultimate Guide to Successful Email Marketing, Chapter 5, Tracking Your Results. Kicking off your campaigns. Make sure you are measuring everything, metrics that are important to email marketing, and find ways on how to improve it. Open, clicks, and conversions. These are the three most important metrics to any single email campaign. Getting customers to convert is the main goal. But measuring clicks and open rates will help you understand where along the funnel customers are getting lost and improve each step in turn. Uniques versus totals. You have to understand the difference between these two. Unique opens clicks represents the number of individual recipients that have opened your campaign. The total opens includes all opens of a campaign, even if a single user opens the email more than once. Unique open is better if you want to know how many of your customers are engaging with your email. Opens are usually underreported. There's a small image inserted at the end of each outgoing email. Use this to track opens. This is often called a tracking pixel or beacon. This works very well unless customers have images disabled. How to track conversions. This is a must-do if you want to be successful in your email marketing. Tracking goals will give you the ability to make more informed decisions each and every time. You can use the tool Vero, which allows you to track customer actions in real time, and use these actions to define conversions for each of your campaigns. Regardless of the ESP you're using, Google Analytics is still the most powerful way to dive into your conversions. Just tag all the URLs and links to your outgoing email campaigns with Google's UTM parameters to see and segment out users based on the email channel and individual campaigns. Understanding Google Analytics multi-channel attribution. With this, you can define a custom channel grouping and will allow you to view your conversions in terms of specific channels, including those channels that attributed to the conversion, even if it wasn't the last channel a customer interacted with. Setting up your own channel grouping. Number one, define your own channel grouping. Number two, specify each channel using a landing page or UTM codes. And number three, view the results via the multi-channel attribution report. How often should you review your campaigns? Set a reminder in your calendar to review all of your automated campaigns once every 2 months. When you review, focus on the templates you use, your tone, branding, and the timing of these campaigns. This is also a good time for a few A/B tests for the coming months. That does it for today. Go check out blog.getvero.com for the full article. I'm Andrew with Growth Hacker TV, and since we all know hustlers don't watch cable, I'll be back tomorrow with another article of the day. Until then.